What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigator's back highlighting an awesome AI tool that's going to completely revamp how you create visuals, in particular white papers or infographics. Today, I'm talking about Infography. This is an AI-powered tool that's going to utilize the GPT-40 mini language model to basically take your long-form blog posts and convert them into visually rich infographics. It supports over 130 languages and even allows you to do some branding and design with the output as well. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigator's back highlighting an awesome AI tool that's going to completely revamp how you create visuals, in particular white papers or infographics. Today, I'm talking about Infography. This is an AI-powered tool that's going to utilize the GPT-40 mini language model to basically take your long-form blog posts and convert them into visually rich infographics. It supports over 130 languages and even allows you to do some branding and design with the output as well. So we're just going to try this tool out live on the show today at the end of the podcast with one of my podcast posts. We'll see how it handles a podcast post versus a more traditional long form blog post. But first, I wanted to go over a little bit of the pricing. So for $49 a month, you get 50 monthly credits. $99 a month, you get 100 monthly credits and up to 10 users. And then for $149 a month, you get unlimited credits and up to 20 users. And according to their website, they'll be switching to these monthly payments on November 24th, and currently they're accepting lifetime payments. So right now it sounds like you have an opportunity to get in at a lifetime subscription price. But also the infographics that are generated are going to have no watermarks and you'll have full commercial use rights. I have linked to the Infography site. There's been pretty positive feedback from creators, specifically on LinkedIn. And if you're on LinkedIn right now, you've likely noticed kind of a wave of infographics that are making a bit of a resurgence. And I think this has a bunch of awesome benefits as far as this tool goes. If you have a backlog of written content or long form written content, you now have a rich source of infographic material and you can repurpose that and share it socially to boost engagement and, you know, reutilize these existing pieces of content. And I think it'll have some secondary benefits to your SEO and search engine optimization as well to have these keyword rich infographics on your site. If you are an educator or nonprofit, they do have a discount of 30% on their pricing. I forgot to mention that when we were talking about the pricing. So be sure to take advantage of that if it applies to you. Okay, let's go ahead and test out the tool here and see what we can make happen with a podcast post, see if we can convert it into a nice infographic. So if you're watching along, I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. And you should be seeing the infographic interface right now. Pretty simple, pretty intuitive. You're going to enter a blog URL or the text content or a PDF file from your blog. Or I think this is pretty cool. You can just select a topic, apparently, that you want the infographic to give like a kind of a recent news or a latest news update on. And that sounds really handy, I think. And then you just hit generate. You can also select the aspect ratio, the square, vertical, rectangular, and the language that you want your infographic in as well. Apparently, if you're watching along again, you can see that they have a template library here with a bunch of templates that you can select use with AI. So we're going to try that in a second here as well after we just do the traditional experience. So let's hop back over to our homepage. I have gone ahead and grabbed a URL of a recent post, a recent podcast episode we did about the brief history of AI. I think that makes for a good topic for an infographic. So let's see what it does. I'm going to go ahead and hit generate here and hopefully it won't take too long. If it does, I'll cut ahead for everybody watching along. It says usually it takes less than 30 seconds to generate. So, okay. And now you're seeing our generations. I'm a little disappointed. I think they could be a little bit better. They certainly could have a little bit more dynamic modules and design aspects to them. Also, if you're watching along on video, you'll notice that some of the designs are getting squished a little bit or text is getting overlaid and it's kind of laid out poorly. So I have to say I'm not blown away. Of course, this was just, you know, 30 seconds worth of time posting a URL into a field and watching it do the work. And this also was based off of a kind of more of a short form blog post of a podcast episode. But what I think this does do is give you a good starting point. Now, I think you could take something like this, this basic idea and feed it into Claude or ChatGPT or something and ask it to just touch it up a little bit and polish it up and make it look nicer, make it look more professional, add a couple elements, things like that. So I think, you know, it's still useful in that regard and it can get you started. Let's go check out what the template experience is like. So let's just grab like this first template and we'll say use with AI and enter the URL here. So let's see what it makes of the same URL. Stand by, everybody. Okay. And here we have our results. And I do like it better. So I like that we gave it a template and it appeared to, you know, lay itself out a little nicer. It came up with a few additional steps when, you know, the template had a decided number of steps. You can see here that the content that is going into it as far as a heading and subheading is all what has been generated. You know, I would always suggest double checking this stuff. But I do like this template experience better than just auto-generating. I have to say that the result turned out nicer. Again, it's not quite perfect. There's a couple little quirks that I would probably change, but you'll also notice that you can change the color scheme up here and you can brand the color scheme to your brand. So that's super helpful. And also we have the ability to control the fonts and the font sizes. So you do get some pretty nice design options with your generated infographic here. Okay, I think that just about is the gist of the tool. And like I said, I think it could be a little bit better as far as the final output goes. I recommend using the templates if you're going to use the tool for an actual final asset. Otherwise, I would probably use it as just like a jumping off point and either take it into Canva or into another LLM, Claude probably, and have it do a little bit of refining, I would say. But definitely go check out the tool, you guys. Share your generated infographics with me. Let me know if you have the same results or if you have more success or less. I'm always eager to talk about the tools that we cover on this show and if anybody finds them useful. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So as always, thanks for joining me and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.